Hey, leaders. Today's daily dose of leadership is a reminder to allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling without judgment, without question. Give yourself grace. When others ask me how I am, I'll often respond with something like, well, in this moment, I am feeling fill in the blank, however I am feeling. Because I know that how I'm feeling is constantly ebbing and flowing, and it's not as black and white or as simple or as straightforward as a I am good or I am not so good. I've been on this journey the last few years to really name the feeling beneath the feeling. Like, I go to anger, but as I've dug into that, it's really insignificance or a feeling of not being valued that triggers the anger. So in any moment, gosh, I could be feeling all kinds of different things. I've gone through a significant life change recently, exiting a relationship, and there isn't this before the separation feeling and the after the separation feeling, or this before the separation Andrea and this after the separation Andrea. There are millions of feelings and moments along the journey, lots of versions of me and how I'm feeling. And while I'm glad about this change and feeling excited about my future, right next to that are concerns and sadness for the loss and sadness for expectations not being realized. I could go on and on. Lots and lots of feelings over lots and lots of things. There's a great Lisa Olivier quote that describes this well. She says, here's a reminder. You are not a before and after story. You are an ever-evolving, forever-shifting human. And all of the versions of you that came before, along with all of the versions of you that haven't been lived into yet, are deserving of compassion. Oh, isn't that so good? You are not a before and after story. You're always evolving. And so with that knowing comes so much grace and so much compassion, as she says. So here's to grace and compassion today and always, just allowing it to be whatever it is. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.